No, he knew the number I was thinking of, the color.
Because he set it up as a choice. Choose a color, choose a number. We can't read your mind or hear your thoughts. When you make a decision, your mind weighs options. We can perceive them. We know when you're going to go off the plan or not, because if we're close enough, we can sense when it's going to happen. We're just here to keep you on plan. That's all we're authorized to do.
Are you allowed to be telling me this stuff? I mean, are they following me now?
We have to monitor the entire world. We don't have the manpower to follow everyone all the time. And there's something about water. It blocks our ability to read your decision tree.
Are you an angel?
We've been called that. We're more like case officers who live a lot longer than humans.
Why are you helping me?
I have my reasons.
Then why won't they let me be with Elise?
All I know is the amount of resources they've used, keeping you from her is pretty damn important to them. You're going to look for her, aren't you? You won't find her. They'll make sure of it. Even if they weren't trying to stop you, there are 9 million people in this city. You'll never find her. Forget about her. Move on with your life.
The M6 to work every day for 3 years, hoping that I'd bump into you. Listen, is there a place we could go and talk?
Don't you have to get to work or something?
I just got sick.
I haven't seen you in 3 years. You make me sick. That's not an ideal couple. I'm just saying, no. What are you looking for?
No, I just felt like someone was watching us.
Charlie, I'm gonna have to skip breakfast, and I probably have to postpone the speech too. I just bumped into Elise.
You just hung up on your friend.
Yeah, but we've known each other since we were kids.
What
we have
speech?
A shorthand. Doesn't matter. You want to take a walk?
No.
We have a lot to catch up on.
I don't think you should cancel your speech. What if I don't like you at the end of our walk?
I'll take my chances.
Well, seriously, my number hasn't changed. Just call me like you didn't last time.
No. Look, if you take a walk with me, I'll explain why.
It's been years. How do you know I don't have a nice boyfriend?
Do you have a nice boyfriend?
Would it matter if I did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have any real conviction then?
Okay, it wouldn't matter at all.
So you don't mind being a homewrecker?
Congressman! How you doing, man? I'm from Red Hook. You're the best.
Thank you. Good to see you. Well, okay, if you were married, then it would bother me.
But now you're just saying what you think I want to hear. I'm single. Now let's hear your bullshit excuse for not calling me.
I didn't have your number.
I gave it to you on the bus, handed it to you.
I was mugged. It was taken from me.
No, come on.
My wallet was taken, they took it.
Come on.
Look, why else would I fawn all over you on a bus 3 years ago and then never call you?
Because I don't know, you have a girlfriend, you felt terrible.
Okay, listen, I swear to you that I did not have your number. Okay, listen, no. On my parents' graves.
It's heavy.
That's too heavy, I know, but it's true. I didn't have your number. And I didn't even have a last name to go by. You know, if you Google just Elise, You get 757,000 hits.
And none of them are you.
You have a problem.
What?
David Norris is off planet.
How'd you find her?
Chance. Just spotted her on the street.
We never should have let him meet her in the first place.
We followed protocol to let her.
Guy rides the same bus every day for 3 years. Who does that?
3 years later, I'm still cleaning up your mess. Let's cut the power here, Dan.
Oh, not like that, you pervert. I'm in a contemporary ballet company.
I think you have the wrong idea about me.
No, I think that was the first thing that crossed your mind, actually.
I think you should invite me to one of your performances.
The company is called Cedar Lake, and there is actually a show tomorrow night.
Is that an invitation?
No, it's information.
We're covering the girl's artistic director, and we're still working on Charlie Trainer.
This whole thing will be over in an hour.
Her decision tree is diverging from her models.
Yes. 36 hours without contact, she'll never speak to him again. Look at her file. It's the last thing in the world she'll put up with.
Now, something's wrong. I'm already seeing inflection points.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're in motion on changing the location of the rehearsal.
You have to be born with the right body, like very flexible hips and shoulders and long neck.
And you weren't?
No, I was lucky, but you know, after 15 years of that precision and the training, it's just...
That's everything
I've ever had. That's great. Thank you.
It's good, thank you.
What's this? If they kiss.
A kiss? That's all it takes?
A real kiss. That happens, every possible adjustment strong enough to break them up and cause ripples over your limit.
I think that everything you go through in life should come out in the way that you dance.
I haven't found that to be the case with my dancing.
It's a shame. It's
David! Hey, Tinnerock.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you again, Elise.
How'd you find me?
Does it matter?
Nice work.
David, there's a crowd of people waiting for your announcement speech at the Brooklyn Bridge right now.
Wait, you're announcing today? You can't skip this for me.
I know. I told you I'm not going to let you out of my sight.
David, what the hell?
Do you want to come? Do you want to watch?
Yeah, no. I mean, I can't. I have to go and rehearse. Actually, I just said that they're moving my rehearsal to Pier 17 right next to the bridge.
You know what? Why don't we just, we'll postpone it. We'll do the speech another time.
David, come on. You can't do that.
Thank you.
You have to.
Check. David, she's rehearsing so close. It'll take you 3 minutes to get to that speech.
All right, well...
Just come on with your
phone. Have Charlie's aide call him now.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to ride?
No, I have to go home and change. It's quite, you're so late. Your friend's about to cry.
Yeah, well, I'm riding on him right now.
Shifting her rehearsal to Pier 17 was a genius move.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet.
David.
Okay.
Sorry, the TV crew's there. We gotta go, man.
We're okay.
Look, whatever happens, I'm not gonna let anything come between us again. See you soon.
Thank you. Well, I have to say it's good to be back in Brooklyn. There's been a lot of speculation as to whether or not I would run for a Senate seat here in the state of New York. I came here today to put an end to that speculation and to tell you unequivocally, I will seek the Senate seat for the great state of New York.
group after the Daily Show.
Are you listening to me? David.
You cannot get a break in this case. Okay. I gotta get to Pier 17.
Hey, do the interview and you can do whatever the hell you want with the rest of your day.
Just handle the interviews for me. I'll talk to those guys tomorrow.
This has gotta go on the
night. Listen, I gotta see at least right now.
David! Every time we get close, you do something to mess us up.
This is different.
Manhattan.
What listing?
Cedar Lake. It's a dance company.
Connected. He's gonna ask the parking attendant to use the hard line.
I already killed him.
Excuse me, use your phone. I have an emergency.
Restaurant across the street.
Mm-hmm. I took out everything for 3 blocks.
This guy's a pain in the ass.
Come on, let's go talk to him.
There's a whole world of women out there. Thought we established this one was off limits.
Well, it's been a while. I must have forgotten. Doesn't change the fact.
You put us together 3 times.
That wasn't us. That was just chance.
Why do you want to keep us apart?
Because the plan says so.
Well, then you misread the plan.
No, there's no misreading the plan when it comes to you and Elise.
The plan's wrong.
Do you know who wrote it?
I don't care.
Oh, you should. You should really show a little respect.
If I'm not supposed to be with her, how come I feel like this?
It doesn't matter how you feel. What matters is what's in black and white.
But you don't know why I'm not supposed to be with her, do you? That's why you can't tell me. You don't know.
Who is this guy?
Uh-oh.
Excuse me, everyone. Sorry to disturb your lunch. It's an emergency. Has anyone here ever seen a performance at the Cedar Lake Ballet Company? The Cedar Lake Ballet Company?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, where is it?
Hey, taxi, taxi! Hey! Taxi, hey! Taxi!
Maybe you should try the subway. Don't all these taxis you're diverting have plans too? Huh, how long are you gonna keep that up? 20 minutes? An hour? Wow, the ripples must just be endless. I don't care what you put in my way, I'm not giving up.
Hey, hey, hey! Taxi! Hey! You all right? You okay?
Okay, you got hit by, you got hit. Are you okay?
I think so.
Okay, don't move. Okay, don't, you all right? Hello, I just witnessed an accident on the corner of Water and Dover Street.
Unfortunately, you're the only witness, Congressman.
Okay, but we did this 3 times already.
I just need a few more details.
Oh, I see. You're not even a cop, are
Sir.
You? You're one of them.
Calm down.
Okay, you know,
you
someone could have been
questions.
Killed.
Sir? If you just calm down.
Hey, Sergeant. Excuse me. I know you need a statement from me, but do I need to stay here or can I do it over the phone?
No, sir. We know how to get in touch with you.
Okay. Now, is this man under your command? Never mind. Thank you.
Hey,
Hey! Hey! You want to make a quick $100? You're going to have to break a couple traffic laws. All right, 26th and 10th, it's a ballet company called Cedar Lake.
Go through that. This is going to keep happening. Just go through.
Traffic jam on Broadway.
Too many ripples.
He's getting out of range.
I don't know what to do. This, you're reaching your limit.
Hey, excuse me.